Hello, and welcome to a new podcast series from IBM Software that explores the challenges IT managers and business professionals are facing today. I'm Eric Green, and I'll be talking with a range of experts to discover new perspectives, approaches, and examples that can help meet these challenges and introduce you to the capabilities of smarter software from IBM. So let's get started.
Welcome back, and today we're very lucky to have Pandit Prasad, who's the marketing manager for Tivoli Automation at IBM, joining us for today's podcast. Thanks for joining us, Pandit.
Thanks, Eric. I'm very glad to be here.
So let's dig right in around systems management. What is it that's really creating demand and the need in the marketplace for systems management?
Great question. I want to take a slightly different stance in approaching this question. I want to say that this is not a new demand around systems management. Systems management has always been at the forefront as long as the data centers and IT operations have been around. I would rather say that the management of the systems have taken a different dimension, and these newer complexities and newer challenges have created a new emphasis on the systems management.
So are there particular barriers that are being overcome in this area, breaking through silos and things like that?
Yes. So let's take a step back and talk about how the systems management was handled traditionally and what new challenges are coming up and how they are getting addressed right now. So going back, systems management has been traditionally viewed in a silo management level. So we have different areas such as networks, storage, applications, etc. And the managers of these areas needed some kind of management tool to manage their silos. But more and more complex applications or composite applications are being utilized, and they span multiple domains. And there is an increasing need to manage across these silos as a whole. So the challenge is for the executive management to look at how we are effectively managing across these silos and tie in with the business requirements. So the decision has been elevated to more of a C-suite level discussion rather than an individual silo discussion. And that's the challenge we are faced with today.
So, you know, talking about these holistic, more end-to-end management solutions, what are these new ways of managing systems?
That's a great question. So let's talk about how we managed a little bit earlier. So we had, say, for example, security and storage, and people were more concerned about how I'm going to monitor my situation, my storage, or if there is a performance issue, how I'm going to address it. Now with composite applications in place, it becomes more of a question of how do I manage my most critical business processes. So if you take one component of it, for example, a monitoring, it's going to span storage, network, application, etc. And so if a performance issue hits your business critical processes, where exactly is that problem is happening, whether it's with storage or network? So the first big task is to very quickly identify the area in which the problem has occurred, and then get more detailed information about what exactly has caused that problem and how it's having an impact on the entire process as a whole. So we need to have systems that can help you address the entire business processes and provide the ability to quickly address it.
So that's a great definition of where monitoring fits in performance issues and the like. And going back to the holistic strategy, how does this all sort of come together as a holistic strategy for managing systems?
Yeah, as you said, you know, monitoring is a first step to identify where the issue is. And having understood where the issue has occurred, now the next step is to take adequate actions to correct it. And when we say adequate actions, it could either mean there are some resource constraints that need to be taken care of, or it could be some problem in the application itself. When we talk about resource constraints, Tivoli provides a vast set of solutions to address different type of resource constraints. So for example, we can provision additional resources automatically if that is an issue. or if it's an availability issue, we have automated solutions to take care of availability-related issues, or if you need to simply schedule more jobs, again, we have solutions for those. So all these solutions are tightly integrated with one another, so it can move from one job to the other in a seamless fashion and ensure that our most critical business processes are addressed in the most efficient way possible.
Thanks a lot for that. That's very helpful information. But can you talk about the difference between systems management versus service management?
Sure. Again, this goes back to our earlier discussion on this topic. So when we said silo management, you know, where we have network storage, etc., you know, that's more of a systems management discussion. And when we move from that kind of management to start thinking about, you know, how do I address my most critical business processes, you know, that becomes more of a service management topic. So here we are trying to make sure all our resources and operations are aligned with what the business is asking us to do, take care of their most crucial processes. And for doing that, we are making sure all our resources are aligned together, whether it is storage, network, applications, etc. You know, we bring them all together to address the most critical business process.
So what about when it comes to usage and service tickets and change management and all of these other sort of tidbits that are further downstream? How does that fit into this whole picture?
Yes, they all come together to create the complete spectrum of service management. So we can divide the question that you asked into three segments. One is, how do I avoid outages? And how do I monitor my processes? And then if an outage happens, how do I address it in the most efficient manner? And once we understand that we need to provide a fix or introduce a change in production, you know, how do I do that in a seamless fashion? So starting from monitoring to all the automated tools that we talked about to service tickets and change management, you know, provide this complete spectrum of service management.
Excellent. So how is systems management getting smarter or more intelligent?
So we talked about systems management, and then we talked about service management. I think smarter management is the next evolution of service management. So the service management provides us with the holistic view of what's happening and how I can manage my IT operations more effectively to address the business processes. And once we do that, we start getting the infrastructure in place for getting more and more smart. So for example, once we have the complete service management in place, we can easily have an understanding of how much my resources are being utilized. So we can drive up the utilization of the resources, get rid of redundant resources, and that results in tremendous amount of cost savings. Another way to look at it is allocate resources based on priority. So when we have multiple requests that are coming in, we can easily sort out which is the most critical one and put our resources to solve that first. So that takes care of outages that could be really costly and expensive if not addressed very soon. And another area that's coming up and where IBM is leading the market is proactive management, which is also called predictive analytics. So we can spot an outage even before it occurs through behavior learning, trending, etc., and address those before they really become an issue. So these are some of the ways, and we can spend really a lot of time on this topic as we have numerous ways of being smart.
So that's really interesting. How does IBM stand out in this whole space?
IBM's biggest strength is the tightly integrated, complete set of end-to-end solutions for service management. So we talked about several different areas in service management, and IBM has great solutions in each of these areas, and they're all work together, tightly integrated. They also work with third-party products and help customer form a holistic approach to service management.
So we're almost out of time, Pandit, but could you possibly give our audience some thoughts around best practices in maintaining a world-class systems management stance?
Sure. I would suggest the customers to elevate their systems management to more of a service management thinking. They can take a look at some of our ISM simulator workshops that are available on our website. the URL for that is available below that podcast.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please do visit ibm.com/software to connect with our experts, continue the conversation, and to learn more about smarter software from IBM. Let's build a smarter planet.